Ooh, oh my gosh, do I hear jingle bells? Is that what I hear? Is that jingle bells
I'm hearing? We need to tighten those up, but yes.
They have always needed to be tightened up.
Kind of like a few other things around here.
Well, there are several things that need to be tightened up other than the jingle bells. But anyway, clearly we're getting more than
a little
pace to fall. Mm-hmm. It's downright camisole weather.
It's 75 degrees outside.
By the way, your muumuu looks lovely.
Thank you.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Mr. Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys? What's going on,
you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
You have to use the real one. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. For Monday, the 18th of October, 2021, in the live studio audience year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton, I am your host, the one, the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's,
Vader,
V-E-D-E-R. V-A-D-E-R. Larry H. Vader. And with me is Young Nicholas. Oh, and Young also the Nip. And also the Big Fat. So, and you can't win them all.
Y'all, all that burping and mumbling and all, y'all, that's not me.
You just burped into the...
That was Young Nicholas.
First of all, y'all, Big Fatty just sharted his pants right before
I
we started.
I sharted myself, but right, I did right. not burp into the micro-hoist.
For once, I was very glad that I... Well, actually... Like most times, I was very glad that I wasn't there. Although there's no room because Big Fatty is running the Fatty Roadhouse over there. And apparently this is where the gays go now. Yes. Dudley's is screwed because everyone is skipping the Dudley Do-Rights and going right to Big Fatty's studio, his recording studio. So
no drag show.
Right. Well, I mean, debatable. Well, yeah, I know. Right. Yeah. Just looking in the background. So, Big Fatty, how are you? How's your week?
I am weekend? Fantastic. Y'all, it is absolutely the Chamber of Commerce. Chamber of Commerce weather. Don't you think?
I don't have a Chamber of Commerce sound effect, but yes.
You know, that's the Chamber of Commerce Bank in Beverly Hills. Milton Drysdale works there.
Right. Y'all, it is, like Fatty said, it is 75 degrees outside. It was 50-something this morning. Y'all, I had the windows open. Now, the air conditioner is admittedly running right now because it's hot in here. The sun's hot. But, it's so much better. We are in a much better place than we were a week ago when we were recording this. Because I'm going to tell you,
that's the Nip.
And even yesterday, as we record, the Saturday, y'all, it was 90 degrees. So
yes,
it is a million times better, and I'm not going to complain about it, even if it was a little chilly this morning. Y'all had left the window open. I woke up wrapped up in the blanket. Now, we need to know. We need to know.
Tell me.
Have you put the electric camisole on the bed?
The electric camisole remains on the bed 365 days a year.
Why in the world would you keep that on there in the summertime? I don't understand fat
well,
people.
Because
you don't eat the mayonnaise.
Sometimes, you know, the blood The blood circulates. What you and Nicholas are sending pictures to each other.
I know. It's only going one way. I'm not, I have nothing to do with this. He's trying to distract me. But my phone is face down, so I didn't even notice.
You didn't even look at it.
Yeah. But
sometimes the Tootsies need to have just a little bit, just a hint, just a of heat.
Now,
because you know you keep the love chamber cool in the summertime.
I do know. Now, do you have the weighted blanket? That's what I really want to know.
No,
are you one of those fat people that has to have the weighted blanket? I just assume that you are. Just assume.
No, but I'm guessing that Miss La Lauren has one.
Oh, I believe that's required if you're married.
No, also known as Aaron.
Right. Or Walter, as someone else who has
Mr. La Lauren.
Right. Correct. Or Mr. Walter, because, you know, the kitty cats, y'all, I woke up this morning and they were snuggled up next to me. And
were they vomiting?
Not at that moment, no. But okay. Have they vomited since then? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. In fact, I'm going to run the carpet cleaner as soon as we're done with this. So, yeah, is there...
By the way, do you have one of those automatic vacuums that rides around and everything?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Does it ever ride through the cat vomit?
No. It does not.
How about the poop?
Well, they don't poop on the bedroom floor. No, yeah. No. They don't poop on the bedroom floor. No, they poop near the litter box at the very least. So, but yeah, I have it set to run at a very specific time. So, if there is a little bit of kitty cat vomit, I just tell it not to run. I don't run it when I'm not for all those obvious reasons.
Right.
So yeah. Y'all, Big Fatty, I've got some breaking news.
Breaking news.
Y'all, I changed the air conditioner filter.
Uh-oh. By the way, that needs to happen, but Dr. Stone is over in Ireland right now, so I don't know who I'm going to get to change the air conditioner filter for me now.
If only there were some young, tall, strapping man.
Some sitting. Young, tall, strapping person, but
yeah. If only yeah. He just yeah.
I even have the filter. Just wait.
Right. Well, you know, mine requires breaking the filter in four places to get it to slide into the tiny little spot that
it'll
goes.
It'll go up when we have the Christmas decoration.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because they put the 220 high nip. They put the 220 volt. Line like right in front of it, so you have to like break it to get it to go. Anyway, whatever, y'all. I swear it's only been 2 months since I changed that filter, coated in dust. Like I took it out and dust is just like fly, like just falling off of it in big chunks. So, anyway, that's what's been happening at the Vader Family Compound. That really sums up my week. So,
I'm already watching.
Oh well, so. That is how I sum up the week. Basically, I changed the filter. So, you know. Now, Big Fatty, I've got a little bit of a report.
Oh, I've got a report. On the jalopy.
Well, you know, on Tuesday, I was supposed to go. I told everyone that I was off to the rat world to see the fireworks.
Oh, I didn't know this. I
talked about it on last week's show.
Well, I don't listen.
Right. And y'all, there was a little bit of a moment when a friend of mine, who shall remain nameless because he don't want me telling all of his business, after we recorded the show on Sunday, called me and said, "How are you?" And I was like, "Why are you calling?" And he said, "I've thrown my husband out." And so I was like, "Oh, okay." And he was like, "Rah, rah, rah." So I didn't feel very comfortable going all the way down there because I just, you know, just in case there I was needed.
Maybe that's when the desperate people go. Needed. That's when I should go.
So,
have you been needed?
No. Instead, he went out and bought a new BMW. I was not needed. It turns out, but so I didn't go. So if anyone's like,
"Do I know this person?"
Yeah.
Okay.
You?
Oh, I think I know who it is.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so that needed to happen, if we're being honest. But, it's been several years that they've been together, and yeah, that wasn't easy. So, it killed my week. And so I didn't get to go very far, so I didn't really do anything. But I still took the days off. But...
Oh, yeah. Y'all. You don't have to go to Rat World to go to Rat World.
Right, exactly.
By the way, did you see the special? It was on weeks and weeks ago about the 50th anniversary of Rat World.
I did. That's why I was going. You really weren't okay. listening last week at all, were you? When I was talking,
you saying you were going down there,
right, for the 50th anniversary and the new fireworks and. You know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, maybe you remember that. Okay.
Okay.
So I didn't go.
I'm not sure I remember that it was supposed to be this week. I thought you were going on a cruise.
I moved that, thank God, because now my friend is going with me in November. But now this week, there is a faux illuminated pumpkin, and there's also the Nip is holding a jack-o'-lantern. Yeah, so this week as we're recording this, y'all, I'm going back to Texas.
Oh,
back to Texas.
Are you going
to
be deep in the heart?
I am going to be deep in the heart of Texas Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I will not have time to see Joe in Dallas, but I've got a little bit of a report. Mm. Y'all, do you remember when I went to Texas
when
the last time
in Texas?
Yeah, well, that was the last time I was there a month or so ago, 6 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I went looking for luggage, and I couldn't find it.
Oh.
So I was like, all right, I do not want to check a bag. I'm
going
to go buy
some
luggage.
You know, the Kohl's has got a sale going on. I've got the 40% off coupon that expires today if you want to use it.
Is it online only?
No.
Oh, well, maybe. But if they have luggage, because... Nowhere else had luggage at all. And I went to five more places today. Y'all, I still can't find any luggage. Well, that's not true. I can find those ginormous bags, but I've got those. I mean, I've got steamer trunks. But I just need a roller bag.
Miss Sugar Baker.
Well, hello. And I just need a roller board because I don't need to check a bag for two fucking nights. Impossible. Impossible. Uh-huh. I even went through my downstairs storage closet thinking I might have one that had like a broken handle or something that I could just fix.
Did you want to borrow one?
No. Okay. I'll check a bag if worst case, but y'all might go to Kohl's. But you know, once Big Fatty clears out the live studio audience, I may get a 40% off coupon and still overpay at the Kohl's. So anyway, so that's what I've been doing. Nothing at all exciting. Nothing.
Okay.
There are a lot of distractions on today's little show because the live studio audience.
They're really not a live studio audience. They're just in here drinking wine and talking while we're trying to record.
Right. So, y'all, it's a lot. It's a lot. And but, you know, but the Nip is very complimentary of my appearance. So,
do what?
I said the Nip is very complimentary of my appearance. So, I don't mind him being there because, you know, last week, he was all hi.
I will also tell you that yesterday he said that he feels like he's losing his vision.
Well, you know, all I've seen so far from him is his gullet just kind of ease into the frame.
His vision has been engulfed by his gullet.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. It happens to the best of us. Yeah. So anyway, so y'all, I think that there have been plenty of distractions, but I think that we should probably just try to focus because there's a game
let's
later.
Focus.
There's
let's
a game.
Focus. There's and, a game.
But first, let's do this.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, it's that game where Big Fatty tells me the name of someone who was born on this day. I tell them what they are known for and if they are dead or alive. Y'all have been working on that spiel all week. So.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready. Do it.
Let's do it. Isabel Myers.
Isabel Myers, you'd probably... I think most of our listeners would know her by the name she goes by on her product, and that's Mrs. Myers.
Yeah.
You know, she makes the Mrs. Myers Clean Day products. And
is she dead or alive?
She is dead. She is. She's
is
moved on.
She is indeed dead. You probably would know her better as Isabel Briggs Myers. And she was an American psychological theorist. And so if you've ever taken the Briggs-Myers or the Myers-Briggs or whatever, that's her.
Do you remember when they made us do that at the coal mine? It was terrible. Okay.
Pierre Trudeau.
I think he is still alive, and he is the former prime minister of the Canada.
Well, you're correct. He is the former Canadian prime minister, dead for 21 years.
Okay. I look, 1 out of 2 ain't bad. Okay, next.
George C. Scott.
George C. Scott. He is an American author, and you would probably know him for things that I don't. I have no idea. Okay. But because I don't read. Dead.
Okay, he is indeed dead. George C. Scott was an actor and director. He was in Doctor Strangelove and was Patton. All right,
Keith Jackson is alive still.
Okay.
And he is...
Where do you know him from?
Well, he is the brother of such famous Jacksons as LaToya and Michael. And he was a member of the Jackson 5.
Oh, yes. The Jackson 5. Keith Jackson. Whoa, Nelly, Between the Hedges. He was on Monday Night Football and college football. For Keith Jackson here in Athens, Georgia, for the Georgia Bulldog game. Oh, look, there's Uga there at midfield, and look at these two Georgia fans. What are they saying?
Look over there at Uga. He's licking his balls, and I wish I could do that.
Oh, and what is the other one saying back?
Oh, I can't. Oh, Lord. There's an incident. There's been an incident.
What's the incident?
Oh, Lord, there's been an incident. Y'all, we had to stop for a minute because there's been an incident. Big Fatty, are you just gonna?
I'm here.
I know you're just. Y'all, he's very busy. Y'all, I was trying to. Y'all, we have something lined up for right now, and I was trying to move, and it ruined everything. So but you know
not
what?
Prepared.
I was not prepared. But you know what? We are. If nothing else, we are a professional audio podcast, and we were just getting in the groove, and then we just really messed it up there. So, but you know what? Let's. To get, you know how we get back in the groove?
How do we do it?
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And you still talk to him.
You know,
and
I
don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, yeah. Right, here we go. So close.
His whole life's a shame.
Clearly, he sent me the old one.
He wants is ham.
If I see Rob this week, I may have to ask him to just re-record
that thing.
All right. Y'all, that's right. We have a voice letter.
Lord.
I know. So let's.
Well, we are entering the season of miracles.
Right. So let's just take a listen.
Let's listen.
Hello. Hello, is this thing on? So I thought this is the Laughing Buddha, and I thought I would call and give you guys some content because...
Oh, we don't usually have
them. Oh, it's been forever since you've had to play a little voicemail, but hopefully this won't end up in Big Fatty's spam folder like... my entry into the Kathy Bacon contest, but that's not what this is about. So
I can relate
to wish you guys a happy gay crema that's coming up. And
it is.
I'd like some more details on the Cracker Barrel report from across the United States. I'm sure it was fun. Bye.
Would you?
Now, did he mean to send that to us or to to me.
Well, I don't know, but okay. But well, luckily, the cracker pot expert is there at the villa.
Yes, yes. But he stepped out.
Of course, I believe he was talking with Flo.
Yes.
So, and he was having a very loud conversation on speakerphone.
Every cracker pot is exactly the same.
It's true. I'm convinced the food. I mean, I'm not sure why this would surprise anyone, but I'm convinced the food is like just frozen and reheated in one of those express ovens, like they use at Subway to toast the bread. Like I am convinced that there's not, they don't cook anything there.
What would make you think they cooked anything?
Well, right. But I think that, you know, oh, we love the home cooking.
Now
y'all.
With the exclusion of maybe breakfast.
Yeah. But how much, like, are they really making sausage patties? I think not. Like,
no, but they buy sausage patties, and they buy bacon, and they buy eggs.
Right.
You can't really do grits that way.
I mean,
you can heat up
many have tried.
They probably, the hash brown casserole is probably pre-prepared.
Oh, I feel certain that it is, and they just throw it in the oven. So
the biscuits, yeah. I can assure you there's nobody with a rolling pin in the back.
Correct. Y'all, they are not. Oh, Big Fatty. No, well, thank you.
Right.
Well, I was going to tell you something.
Thank you,
first, I want to say thanks, Buddha. We appreciate you calling and giving us some content.
And
but what
happy
I was gonna,
gay yeah, crema to you.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. Happy gay crema. And now, Big Fatty, are you going to give out the candy?
You realize that gay crema falls on a Sunday.
I do. So what are we going to do? Well, but, you know, I can tell you
what I'm not going to do.
Leave the house.
Right. I'm not going to open the door.
Now,
y'all, there's just I'm still, you know, the children are the carriers, you know, they're like they've got the malaria.
Yeah. Okay. We'll just go
with the mosquitoes of COVID.
Well, that's true. That's true. Y'all, it made me think about this, and now I've forgotten. But I was gonna jump to this, but then I was like, oh, we need to thank the Laughing Buddha, because y'all, yes, we don't get any voicemails.
No,
and so I saw this one come in, and you know, the way the Laughing Buddha sent it, it was through this like third party service. So I didn't. First of all, I almost deleted it because I didn't think it was for reals.
Did it come by car?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, okay. By scooter. It came.
Scooter.
Mm-hmm. It came by a Vespa.
Probably in diary form.
I would think so. I believe it was. It was hard for me to say because I can't keep up. But yeah, well, I'm sure I'll think of whatever little thing it was I was going to say.
A little ditty.
Coming up. But y'all, we're running out of time. So
we are?
Well, we're getting close. Okay. So I feel like, oh my goodness, it's time to play This, That, or the Other. It's the game where I read a question and give Big Fatty three answers. He has to tell us which one is true, unless they all are. Big Fatty, are you ready to play?
I am.
Okay. Today's topic, delayed topic, and it's delayed because now after all that issue, the sound effects are very delayed in my ear. So the delayed topic today is luggage. Big Fatty, you know, I don't know about the nip, but I am probably the Suzanne Sugarbaker of this show.
First of all, there's no probably.
Right. It got me to thinking about luggage. So I did a little bit of research, and turns out there's not a lot of very specific information out there, a lot of questions, but thank God he's cleaning up the studio instead of playing. But there is a history, because it's a recent history, of wheeled suitcases. So, Big Fatty,
the wheelie bins.
The first wheeled suitcase, it was just literally a suitcase, a traditional suitcase with wheels that you towed with a strap. And what year was that invented or innovated? Was that 1960, 1970, or 1975?
I'm going to say 60 because all they did, probably the first person to do it, is all they did is take a wagon wheel or a child's toy wheel and hammer it into the suitcase.
That is literally all they did, but it was 1970. Y'all, that was the first time there were wheels on luggage. Wow. And it was patented later, but that's when it was invented. Y'all, when, you know, the next thing that happened was what we now know of as the rollerboard. So it's the bag with the handle and the wheels that you pull behind you. In what year was that invented? Was it 1980, 1987, or 1992?
I think that came in 92 because I think that's the most recent thing, and 92 is the most recent year.
I probably made that one a little too hard. Y'all, it was 1989 or 87, but it was 1989 when, or it was 1989 when it became a big thing, and then 91 when it really went wild.
So, y'all, 1990 was...
Right, it was right in there. So, close. Okay. But, y'all, that was... In my mind, rollerboards have been around forever. But,
not necessarily in your life, but I mean...
But I wasn't flying on airplanes with bags.
Right, right.
In the 80s, because, you know, sensible folks did not do such a thing in the 80s.
No.
But y'all, can you imagine, hand carrying a valise?
Yes.
Ooh. That sounds dreadful. And I think the hats still have a traditional suitcase with the little tabs on the side that you press and they come out and you can...
Your mother may even still have a train case.
She does. She does have a train case, and they use that. And I know they were using it in the early 90s when we were traveling more. I don't know what they use these days, but you should see her cosmetics case. Y'all, it looks like a hat box. It's hard-sided round, and it's massive. And, you know, they didn't really see the point in updating. You know, these things, it's just a fad, really. So
we have a little Mayberry RFD concert going on.
I mean, again, that's what I would expect at Big Fatty's Roadhouse.
Right.
Now, do you have any big plans for this week, Big Fatty?
Well, actually, I'm going to the dermatologist on Thursday.
Ooh,
getting my hairs cut.
Got my hairs did.
You know, the Atlanta Braves are in the playoffs for the sports ball, and so I'm going to be watching them.
How did they manage that? Them.
Huh?
I said, how did they manage that?
Well, you know, they did.
Oh! Y'all, the nip thought it would never come. Right, right, right. All of a sudden, 20 minutes sounds like the perfect length for a little show.
I couldn't agree more.
Y'all, so, once a week, and we can barely come up with...
Week?
Well, I'm going to Texas, so that's about
it. Right. I forgot about that.
Y'all, I spent a lot of money.
Will you be having some barbecue?
Do they serve that at the Cracker Barrel?
No, they do not. Oh! They do not serve that at the Cracker Barrel.
Oh.
But anyway.
Well, then probably not. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. So I'm not going alone. I'm going with coworkers or a coworker.
Right.
And so we're hopping on the Allument Y'all on book first class.
You know, there are some people that have to book first class.
Oh, is that because of not their leg length, but it's more of a
It has nothing to do with leg length, and I think the word extender may be in there somewhere too.
Ooh.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
And I got nothing.
Now, did you mean did you mean to say extender or extenders?
Oh.